Good evening, and thanks for joining us. Three major fires continue to burn out of control in California, where firefighters are battling to save homes and lives during high winds and drought conditions. At least nine people have died. Their bodies were found in Butte County, north of Sacramento. It's the location of the Camp Fire, one of the most destructive in the state's history, where close to 7,000 homes and businesses have burned. The fire almost completely wiped out the town of Paradise, and hundreds of thousands of residents in the area have fled. About 500 miles south, near Los Angeles, the Woolsey and Hill fires have burned more than 70,000 acres and forced at least 250,000 people to evacuate. Last night, a fire department helicopter captured the massive Woolsey fire as it advanced over the ridgeline above Malibu and towards the Pacific Coast Highway. Sharon McNary is a reporter at Southern California Public Radio, joins me now via Skype from Oak Park, California. Sharon, tell me, what have you been reporting on this morning? What have you seen so far today?
I have seen just a lot of destruction, a lot of areas being burned out. There's a very famous park, Malibu Creek State Park, burned over. Its visitor center is lost. The freeway, the 101, a main artery for getting around Los Angeles, that was burned over. You can actually see the burned timbers. I've been to a number of burned out houses. And I mean, I'm sitting in front of one right now in Oak Park. Just the smell of it. It's just like this combination of like melted chemicals and plastic and wood and stucco. And then just the general vibe of people being evacuated and some staying behind. There's a procession of people driving up and down the street just to look at the burned out houses. You know, it's kind of a combination of good neighbor, can I help, and just looky-loo. So,
yeah. Sharon, also, I want to ask about the mask that you've got on right now. What is the air quality like as you travel through these places?
Well, where I am right now, this is one of the earliest places that burned early Friday morning. So the air quality here is pretty good. But down in Calabasas, closer to Malibu, you need this mask because you get particles in your lungs. And if you breathe it long enough, it just feel like you're trying to breathe a sponge.
And you're just off the road from the area that was having a vigil last night to grieve for those people that were the victims of the mass murder earlier this week. And what happened there?
It's kind of a double whammy for this community. The Family Reunification Center for that incident turned into an evacuation center for the fire that followed.
So you had people that were grieving combined with people who were evacuees.
There are people who have been affected by the shooting who have also been evacuated from their homes. Absolutely.
And put this in some geographic perspective for people who aren't familiar with Los Angeles or Malibu or Calabasas. This is just sort of just a few miles up the road from those sort of famous beaches and lifeguard shacks we're all used to seeing.
So the 101 freeway connects Greater Los Angeles to Ventura, and along that way are all these, you know, very nice communities, and it's that that's burning. It's out the 101, maybe about 40 miles outside of Los Angeles, and into the sea, which is Malibu. So this fire has gone from the freeway, the 101, about 30, 40 miles to the ocean, and it's just burned a whole ton of houses close to the ocean.
Finally, I want to ask, you know, the president tweeted this morning that he was basically putting the blame on a lot of this on poor forest management. What's the response been from California leadership on this?
I can imagine they will request the president do some actual research on the kind of forest management that California has done. The area that's burned is not particularly foresty. It's brush. It's classic brush fire territory. If there's a vulnerability here, it's the people who live in this area who've built in the wildland-urban interface and not the forest and its management itself.
All right. Sharon McNary, reporter of Southern California Public Radio, joining us via Skype. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your interest.